Yo, it's Mr. Lover Lover, and I'm here with Barbecue Bob. Let him know that that jerk sauce is off the chain. You dig that? Yeah, that steak is off the chain. Yeah, and I don't even eat meat, but I'm eating it today, because that what? That sauce is crazy.
Oh, that's an easy little transition right back into the grilling, guys. It is Saturday morning. You're up. You're around. The sun's shining. Might be a little chilly out there today, but it's still a great day to get out and do a little barbecuing. But one of the things that we always love to do is go out to our friend Doug Dorda out at Siciliano's Market and talk a little bit about holiday spirits. Good morning, Doug.
Good morning, guys.
Hey, how's the homebrew guru out of West Side?
Living and loving, man. Everything's great.
Siciliano's a great sponsor for the show, and Doug is he's the homebrew guru, but he's also, you've got an awful lot of knowledge on microbrews in general. I'm wondering, we've got Wally here from Domain Berrien. I'm wondering if you got any Domain Berrien on your racks. We'll have to check that out, because I'm sure with that beautiful wine selection you've got, you do.
Yeah, we definitely do, and, you know, I can't remember exactly which ones, because that's more Cheetah's department, or Sarah's. You guys have had her on before.
Yeah.
You know, I can check with her later on, just, you know, get a little verification on that one.
Well, we just wanted to pick your brain, since you have such a great microbrew knowledge. What would be your picks for a couple holiday brews?
Well, definitely, I mean, when it comes to holiday beers, you've got basically two different types. You've got your spiced ales. So kind of like a summer beers, where you're going to find like a lot of beers that are going to have ginger characteristics, or, you know, like cardamom pods, all that type of stuff. When it comes to winter beers, you're going to find very similar winter characteristics. So you'll have either the spiced beer, which is going to have, you know, very commonly nutmeg, cinnamon, you know, those different types of things. Or you're going to have like a nice kind of hoppy or big bombastic malty beer. So you're going to have one of the two. And either or, I'm a fan of both. So the ones that I really recommend this year that I've very much enjoyed, Avery's Old Jubilation, absolutely fantastic with a mild spice characteristic complemented with a wonderful malt backbone, and priced modestly at about $9 a six-pack. It's absolutely fantastic. A step above that, cut above that, Jay, it would be Anchor Brewing Company, which is basically one of the oldest breweries in the United States, you know, of course, post-Prohibition. Their Christmas ale. Every single year, they do a completely different batch, and they do not list at all what it is on the bottle. It's always kind of fun because it's a little bit of a mystery. You get to taste it. But if you do find yourself tasting it, it's got this amazing nutmeg characteristic. Now, nutmeg is one of those flavors that can be really overpowering if used in too much of an abundance, but they found this way to do it in such a subtle and kind of complimentary way that it shines in a way that I've never tasted before. It's absolutely amazing.
If you just tuned in, you are listening to The Grilling Guys each and every Saturday morning on 107.3 WBBL, and we are talking to Doug Dorda out at Siciliano's Market on the west side of Grand Rapids on Lake Michigan Drive. Hey, Doug, one of the cool things that I really enjoy about Siciliano's is you have a single bottle philosophy out there that if I want to come in and try one of these holiday brews that you're breaking down for us, and they sound delicious, you'll allow people to buy those by the single bottle to try them before they commit to a $10 or $12 six-pack. I just think that's really cool, the way you guys will allow a customer to come in and, you know, kind of, you know, they got to buy a bottle, but you don't have to buy a six-pack and commit to it.
Oh, precisely. That's the whole thing. Variety is the spice of life. I mean, especially in this season, if you're going to be giving the gift of beer, you might as well give people as many beers as you can. And we're not talking straight-up volume here. If you want to get them a six-pack, you might as well get them six different beers. You don't have to get them six different six-packs. It's just one of those things. If you want to try everything that you can, we're all about that. You'll find what you like. If you can't find what you like, we'll be there to let you, you know, keep on trying.
Well, thanks so much for what you do. If you're out there listening and you want to learn how to brew your own beer, this is the guy right here who can put you in business. He's got all the supplies. He'll give you the time. And for a youngster, the man has, I mean, you could open up your own brewery, dude, anytime. And maybe we ought to talk about that.
thanks,
guys. Nah, just stay where you're at because we need Sicilianos, man. That, you've got the best microbrew beer selection I've ever seen anywhere.
Hey, we're not moving.
Yeah, great. Okay, thanks so much. Get back to work, son.
All right. Thank you.
Yep, that's Doug Dorda from Sicilianos Market. They're right next to the Shawmut Inn, across from Shawmut Cycle Sales. And
cool
place.
Lake Michigan Drive, man. It's an easy little trip just west of the city in Grand Rapids, and well worth your trip. They got bread making supplies there too. Only store I know of that sells all kinds of yeasts and flours and things. Just a really, really cool artisan store.
And we still owe them a remote. We've got to go out and do a remote there because I just want to be able to sit amongst those stacks of beer and broadcast. It'd be almost as fun as eating Wally's jerky. Dude, this is about the best venison jerky I've ever had. Wally from Domain Barians here, and he brought us some jerky and some wonderful wine. And
I think it took a lot of wine to make that jerky last night.
Did it? Well, you obviously didn't drink too much because it is spot on. I mean, that's tasty. I right now want to talk a little bit about prime rib. And I call it Maureen's Christmas prime rib, but she's corrected me several times, and Katie Hevelhurst, our friend Scott and Katie actually came up with this recipe, and it's really Duba's old prime rib recipe, which they were legendary for, but this is the way to do this, and we have it every year. Maureen makes it every year, and I know of a fellow out there, Jim Sutton, is going to try this on his grill. Jim's a good listener of the show, and his son is at K&M Dodge, and... Craig Sutton told me he needed this recipe for prime rib. Here it is. And Jim's going to do it on his grill on a rotisserie, so I'm going to tell him to leave the flour out of it. But this one calls for flour and basil, onion powder, garlic powder, thyme, Lowry's, and some sage. It's really easy. If you're going to use it on a rotisserie like Mr. Sutton's going to do, then leave the flour out and use it as a rub. This will create a crust. You don't want that on a rotisserie.
That recipe's on thegrillingguys.com. Look under the meat section and beef, and it'll be right there. It's called Maureen's recipe for prime rib at Christmas.
We have to change that name to Katie Hevelhurst.
That's great. But coming up next, we're going to jet out to K&M Northfield Dodge, talk about their late buck special that's going on out there, and we're going to talk a little more with our friend Wally from Domain Barian Cellars. We're the Grilling Guys. We'll be back.
The Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM.